All right. Well, we've scrambled a little bit here this week, but certainly been impressed with looking at the Texans. I think Bill's done a really good job with this football team. Much improved from last year. They've got a lot of weapons on offense. Really good on defense. Good in the kicking game. Very well coached. But they've had a lot of explosive firepower offensively with Miller, with Lamar Miller. And of course, Miller and Fuller in the passing game. Tight end situation, all three of those guys play, so they get good production there. They do a good job. They run the ball, they throw it short, they throw it deep. They possess the ball and, keep it away from your offense. Defensively, really, really strong up front. Clowney, looks good. Merciless played really well for him. Obviously, Watt. McKinney's done a great job for him inside. He really looks like in his second year he's becoming one of the better linebackers in the league. At a lot of things, the run, the pass, blitzing. And they get good solid corner play from the guys they had last year, Johnson, Joseph, Jackson. Bowie obviously had a big game last week against Kelsey. As a fourth corner, so really solid unit, solid in the kicking game. Larry down there, they're a very aggressive unit. They cover well. Peter's one of the better covering players we'll see all year. They have really good team speed. Two good kickers. So very solid team, very well coached, very good fundamental team. Romeo does a great job defensively, the fundamentals and techniques. Across the board at every position, particularly in the front seven, but their secondary is very well drilled too. And we have to play a good solid football game in all three phases of the game, a good complementary game. And they're 2-0 because they played well 2 weeks in a row. They got a good football team.
Coach, how concerned are you about the quarterback position, and is it possible that Jimmy could be ready in time to play, as it has been reported?
Yeah, well, we haven't practiced today. We'll go out and see how it is today, and we'll file the injury report after practice based on how it goes today. I don't know.
Is it fair to say that you don't have a definitive
diagnosis yet for Garoppolo? He's been looked at. He's been treated. Like every other player.
How difficult would it be to get Jacoby Brissett ready with such short notice on just a few days? I mean, it's certainly a coaching challenge, I would imagine, for you and the staff.
Well, the Texans are a great football team. They do a lot of things well. So as a staff, we're challenged in all three phases of the game to prepare for them. They're excellent on offense, defense, special teams, and good against the run, good against the pass. They can run it. They can throw it. They can kick it. They can cover kicks. They can return it. So, I do a lot of things well, a lot of challenges this week.
Well, you said on the radio yesterday you might possibly bring in a quarterback to take a look at someone. Do you plan on doing that, and how realistic would it be to get a new player at that position ready to play a game on Thursday?
It's certainly been done before.
Seems like any personnel decision you'd make in that area would be dependent on the health of Jimmy. Is that something where you're evaluating?
Dependent on what's best for the football team. That's
sure,
what's
right.
Dependent on.
Sure, but are you in a position where you have to evaluate both of those things, the health of the player and then the possible need to somebody else? And how
it's based on what's in the best interest of the football team. The player's personal situation, his health, always comes first. Right, that's always comes first. That's not a football decision. That's a medical decision. Football decisions are based on what's best for the football team. That's what we've always done around here. That's what we'll always do as long as I'm here. That will never change. We'll always do what's best for the football team. That's what it's all driven by.
Do you have to get some certainty of what the health situation is before you make a personnel decision, and how do you juggle those two decisions?
I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor. The medical staff is the medical staff. I coach the team. Medical people handle the injuries. They don't call plays. I don't do surgery. We have a great deal there. Works out good.
You wait for them to inform you of what the medical situation is, and then you decide, or is it a situation where you evaluate and then
I do what's best for the football team. Let me put it a different way. I'm the coach. I do what's best for the football team. I don't know why we can't understand that.
Would today's workout be the most important in terms of being able to decide whether he's going to be able to do anything on Thursday?
Whose workout?
I'm sorry, Jim. Coming out today and seeing.
I don't know. Today's Tuesday. Game's Thursday night.
What do you think that Jacoby does really well that would help you out the most in the game?
Jacoby's done a good job for us. He's improved every day. He's a hardworking kid. He's in here early, stays late, studies the game mentally. He's got good physical talent. He's improved steadily since he's been here, back in after the draft, May, all the way through.
Bill, do you expect Jimmy at practice today?
Everybody's here, yeah.
In the past, have gone with walkthroughs before Thursday, mid-season game. Is that going to be the case again today?
Yeah, something like that.
And then Mike Lombardi said the other day that Julian would be the emergency quarterback. I know he's not with the team anymore, but is that still the case?
We'll do what's best for the football team.
Safe to say, Coach, you're probably not thrilled with a Thursday night game this week, considering the circumstances.
Hey, whenever they schedule, we show up and play them.
Wouldn't be your choice, though?
Play 16 games. Whatever they're on the schedule, we show up and play them. We don't have any control. We don't worry about things we can't control.
Well, how's Vince look to you? Is he just the same Vince Wilfork on their defensive line that you've been used to
seeing? Yeah, playing primarily on the nose. He's obviously a stout guy, very experienced player. Very good at recognizing schemes. You don't fool him on much. He's seen it all. And he's got good playing strength. It's a tough guy to move in there. Tough guy to block.
Bill, you said that Clowney looks good. Aside from health for him, what's the big difference in the way they're using him and what you're seeing from him?
They've used him a little bit more inside than probably they did last year. But he plays outside, too. So he plays in. He plays sometimes it plays inside in their pass rush, their kind of dime scheme where they have four defensive ends on the field. And some of their base stuff, he plays a little bit of end, plays a little bit of three technique in their nickel before they get to their dime, like early down nickel, if you will. So he's really played more outside, but he's also played some inside, and he's played some end in their 3-4, which I don't think he had done that in the past or didn't do much of it anyway. He's done it a little bit more.
When you draft a quarterback, what are the qualities in particular you look for?
Maybe we talk about that for a week. I mean, we talk about a lot of things for players. There's physical skills, there's mental skills, there's makeup, there's traits, there's a thousand things.
Was there one or two that stuck out when you chose Brissett?
Each player is a composite of all the things that that player has. It's everything that's all part of the puzzle. It's a big mosaic. It's all put together, and that's who the player is. And each player has his own. So,
what do you think would be the biggest challenge for the offense against
the Texans? The Texans are very good on defense, so. You know, they take the ball away. They create long-yarded situations. They're one of the best third-down teams in the league again this year, which they've been in the past. They haven't given up many points. So biggest challenge is always scoring points. That's the name of the game. That's what we play for. So they haven't given up many. Sure won't be easy to score. We'll have to do a good job. We'll have to execute well.
A lot of people are focusing on Miller out of Notre Dame, and he has had a great start. But Fuller out of Notre Dame. But Braxton Miller, I'm curious to see what you've seen in Braxton Miller, from his days at Ohio State to now as a receiver.
Yeah, but Ohio State mainly played on the perimeter. When you play quarterback, when you move to receiver. So mainly played on the perimeter. Very athletic, fast, big target, good hands. Good after the catch, Houston's used him primarily in the slot, so he's played mostly in there. Now, he went out in the second quarter last week, so then Strong played for him. So we saw him in preseason, but, you know, it was really mostly in the Chicago game and a little bit in the Kansas City game. But then he missed the majority of that game. But he's played in the slot for the Texans, and he played primarily outside at Ohio State.
Coach, do you feel like Julian Edelman could play quarterback in an emergency situation? You wanted to roll the dice and not sign another one?
I don't know.
You don't know if he could play quarterback?
Well, he hasn't played it in this league. He played it in college.
He did throw a pass, I guess, once, right?
Yeah, just throw more of that in practice.
Is that something you're going to look at today?
I don't know.
Bill, speaking of full-time quarterbacks, Brock Osweiler, what have you seen from him, the way he's fit into their offense compared to the way Denver used him last year?
Well, Denver had a different offense. I mean, Coach Kubiak's offense is a lot different than Coach O'Brien's offense, so the plays are just, there's a lot of differences. But, I mean, I think he's done a good job in Houston. He's strong. He's a big kid. Stands in the pocket. He's, you know, athletic enough to run when he needs to. He's not the easiest guy to get down in the pocket. He's been really good with the deep ball. It's been really accurate. Honestly, you know, the game obviously runs through the quarterback like it always does with Bill. So, you know, checks at the line of scrimmage, adjustments, things like that. Say Osweiler's done a good job of that. He, you know, gets him into good plays, and you can see some of the audibles that he's called, like the screen against Chicago was a good call against the blitz that Fuller scored a touchdown on. You know, things like that, that where he makes some checks, makes some decisions that it looks like the play that, you know, he should have been going to, and, you know, it's a good play. So I think he's smart. He does good command, good leadership, throws the ball well, and he's a hard guy to tackle. He's done a good job for him.
Bill, you mentioned some of the guys who have been on your staff before and some of the players you obviously coached are with Houston now. Does it make it any easier to prepare given the short week, knowing you're going to see some of the things that you've obviously taught these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's like that every week. I mean, every week there's players that are on our team that were on their team, or that are on their team that were on our team, or coaches, or, you know, whatever. So it's pretty much a weekly event. It's not, we don't really focus very much on that. We focus on what they do and how they do it and what we need to do against it and how to best prepare for the game. You know, that's pretty much the same conversation every week. You always, you know, it's Chandler Jones at Arizona or Chris Jones at Miami. There's somebody every week, so.
Bill, the first 2 weeks, how do you assess the job that both your quarterbacks have done?
Well, I think the entire team is kind of in the same boat. You know, we're 2-0, which is good. Certainly a lot of things we can do better. We can coach better. We can play better. We can overall in different units execute better collectively, not just individually. We can improve fundamentals. So I think we're all in the same boat. We all got a lot of work to do. We're into the season, but we got a long way to go. That's it. That's pretty much the same story for everybody, no matter who the player is or what position they are. I don't think anybody's where they need to be. Everybody's working hard. We're improving. We're getting better. We got a long way to go.
After the production you've gotten from the quarterbacks?
Well, it doesn't really matter what happened. What we're worried about is this week against Houston. That's really all that matters. I mean, some other year or some other game, or, I mean, what difference does it make? Just getting ready for this game.
Can quarterback be a game-time decision? Or is that something
that you have? Sure, yeah.
I'm just wondering about the preparation that's necessary and the prep necessary and the game planning on a compressor.
It would depend on the situation. Depend on a lot of things. It's possible, sure. Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you.